All right, hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. This is Eric Chief as host and Tornado Storm as co-host, and this is the Beanbag
Yo.
Boys. And today we have a guest of Blue. Welcome on.
Hey, everyone.
Sorry,
Wait,
that was a terrible intro. That was probably one of the worst
what?
intros I've ever
Wait,
done.
that. Wait, why does it sound like you said poke her mom? What?
Poker mom. Anywho,
This is just a poker mom.
we're all tired, I can tell. I hope this helps wake you up. But today we are starting off with the first topic with something simple. Do you prefer sour stuff or spicy stuff? And why?
Okay. For me, I prefer spicy stuff. I've never really liked the feeling sour stuff gives me.
You already know mine.
Just say it. Just say it.
It's sour. 'Cause I am such a sourpuss.
But why do you like sour stuff, though?
Who doesn't like sour
Sour
stuff?
stuff sucks.
Sour stuff is life. It is love.
It
It is
is.
full of so tasty. It makes it taste even makes things taste better.
No,
I don't
sour
know.
does not
Like, I
make
can
anything
literally eat
taste
the
better.
regular version of like I could I've once scraped off all of the sourness all off of a Sour Patch Kid and ate it and then tried it with the sour and it was so much better with the sour than without it.
You're just weird. I'm more of a spicy guy because
Oh, okay.
I'm more of a spicy guy. I know that sounds weird.
Warheads rule.
I like spicy stuff because it actually has flavor to it. It for me when it comes to spicy stuff, it can't just be spicy snacks because spicy snacks don't do it unless if it's the right company. Doritos don't do it right. Lay's don't do it right. None of those name brand companies, they're spicy. It's not spicy. It's just like it literally just tastes like a burnt potato. That's
What
literally what.
about the thing I sent you and that arrived yesterday?
The spicy sodas, I haven't tasted them yet.
I already tried a fraction of one of them.
But like the Baqui chips, have you ever heard of them, Skylar? Like the company that made the one chip challenge.
Oh, that one, yeah.
So they have ghost pepper chips, they have jalapeno. Their stuff
Oh,
actually have flavor. It has
yeah,
flavor and spice.
my work has a ton of those chips now that I think about it.
They're so freaking good. The ghost
Yeah.
pepper chips that I had to do for a 100 subscriber special. Sure that they're, of course they're spicy, but they literally taste exactly like freaking Doritos. They're so
Yeah.
good.
I actually, my main snack that I actually had before stream is chips and this cheesy jalapeno dip that I get. You delicious.
Am I the only one that eats queso with their chips?
I like
Everyone just
queso.
looks at me weirdly whenever I say I buy like mid spicy queso chips.
Queso is good. Who the fuck doesn't like queso?
Apparently a lot of people.
Fair enough. All right. What are some shows that like if someone told that like when someone comes up to you and they say my favorite show is this, like what show is a red flag when someone comes up to you? Like what show is a red flag for you?
That one I'm not too sure on.
I got a list that I started.
I have an idea.
Oh.
What? Grey's Anatomy.
How so?
Yeah, that is probably the biggest show I can think of right now. That'd be a red flag. Well, it's not necessarily a red flag, as it's more like I'm like I my mom was so addicted to that show. I would have to sit down and watch it so much growing up. It's the same thing. It's the same situation as with girly shows when my sister always
Oh, we're
got a hold of the
back to this
TV.
topic again.
Yes, both of the like I said, both of those things are just it hits in my brain like a red flag because of that. Yeah, I don't like.
It's like that thing like when you see what your parents are watching and you want to watch the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of start having negative feelings about that show. It was the same thing with House MD for a while until I actually watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. So some of the red flag shows that I wrote down are going to be obvious when you guys hear them. So The first show that I thought of as a red flag is anyone that likes Teen Mom, any of those shows.
Oh, yes.
Teen Mom.
That's
a red flag.
That's how
deep you're going?
Yes! Okay. I'm going deep.
Okay.
Okay,
then.
I don't want to go into
this. This man did his research.
I don't want to... I did. I tell you, I'm prepared for this shit.
He went in and was got himself ready to watch some Teen Mom.
Okay.
That's when you know it's
going
to be deep.
Let me tell you a story. So, I don't want to talk about this because it's a sensitive topic for me, but I want to talk about it because, okay, why not? My ex loved Teen Mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I should have took that in my fucking brain. That's a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she was like, hey, can you watch this? And I was like, sure, I'll probably pass the fuck out. And of course I didn't. So I had to deal with watching a good season of Teen Mom. And it's awful.
Oh my gosh.
It is awful.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
But you've also said the same thing about anime until we sat down and watched Cyberpunk.
Okay, Cyberpunk is a good show, and same with Another, okay?
And you keep denying that's an anime.
Anywho. Another red flag show is Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh yes.
No. That's a show I stayed far away from. No,
never
that
even
is.
Try to watch. Yeah. Nope.
Nope. I came into one of my cousin's house. Their mom was sitting down watching a little bit of it, so I sat down and watched a little bit of it. I was like, stupid, and she was like, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't stop watching it.
Can't stop the stupidity in this.
No, it's your topic, sir.
So,
I want to see how deep you're going to go.
Another thing, this is kind of wide range of specific shows, like, in general. But any type of dating show. Any of them. The Bachelor, The Bachelorette. Any dating show, like any.
It's okay to. I feel like dating shows are okay to watch, just as long as you don't believe that everything that happens on TV actually happened. There's a lot of stuff gets staged in those.
It's such a red flag to me. But that's just me. Those are the only three I came up with. But to go along with that, I just thought of another one. I don't know if it's still a show now. But any of the Jersey Shore shows.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's funny because I was watching South Park the other night and one of them was about the Jersey Shore.
But yeah, that is one I just thought of that's a red flag too.
Okay.
What?
Here's one, and that may or may not. Remakes that should not have been remade. Such as a few Disney remakes.
You consider those red flags?
Well, I mean, some of them are good. But then there are some that are like...
My thing was about the live action. Was like,
that's what I mean.
The Lion King one, I feel like it never needed a live action remake. They literally just made the same movie twice.
Am I the only one that didn't
there was
like
nothing
the Lion
different.
King?
Lion King is all right. It's not definitely not their best movie by a long shot. But back then, it was one of their greatest masterpieces. In fact, they literally just took the IP, put it into live action, changed nothing about it. They make a live action of it, but they don't change nothing about the original movie, like in nothing at all. And then so it's basically like just releasing the same movie. the new coat of paint. And it's not the greatest. I feel like if they were going, with all the time they waste and all the money they wasted with these live action movies, they could have made a whole new story that was better.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's just, it was the same thing how I felt about the new Little Mermaid movie, which I feel like that they're going to possibly just do the same movie.
I heard the story's a little bit different.
They're like going to add a few extra scenes. See, I feel like that was fine, but I feel like with the amount of time they spend on these movies, they should have just made a new movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're just running out of ideas at this point.
Pretty much, yeah. That it's either that or they buy out other places that have better ideas.
Yeah, one show that I was watching canceled because Disney bought them, which pissed me off because you know how homophobic Disney is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
So the show I was watching was The Exorcist, and of course one of the old priests was gay.
Mm-hmm.
And of course Disney bought it, so it got canceled. And people, like, as rumors, might have thought that show specifically got canceled because of how homophobic Disney.
I feel like they used to be super bad, but they're not as bad about now because they have
getting,
a show called.
They're getting better. They're getting better.
Have you watched the new one of their newer shows named Owl House? It's all about.
Owl House is so good.
All about a couple that's not that's a lesbian. It's like it's a good show. And they did something good. I feel proud of them for that. The only thing I hate, because it was definitely better than their ending season for Star vs. the Evil, Force of Evil.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, continue, Adri. And always start Scala. You said you were saying something as else.
Well, going along with the shows, what you were saying, just shows that have the same storyline that have been in repeated, regurgitated, and they're like, this one's the best one. That's what you said about the last one. And thank you. That's another one. Like,
Velma just fucked up the whole series.
Exactly.
Are they even still owned by Warner Brothers?
Scooby-Doo? Like the title?
Mm-hmm. I believe its IP still is.
I think so. Don't quote me on that.
Don't quote you. All right, I'm gonna quote at AJ. Warner Brothers is still owner of Scooby-Doo.
I don't have any other red flag shows.
You know those shows that only throw like one side to get they only get one side of a story.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't show the other side at all.
Yeah.
Sometimes those shows can get under my skin a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially if you already know the other half of the story, and they're just trying to turn it around into their own directive. It is like it's. There's some people that do that too, and it gets a little bit under your skin sometimes.
What show does that?
I forgot what it was, but it was like a But I think it was a news show.
Was it like a Disney show or?
No, it was a news show that was doing it. Where they only told one side of a story. That also gets me. Like if there's certain news outlets that I believe that are like gives me clear red flags to watch.
Mm.
Yeah. I get that. Anywho. To move on to the next.
I don't name names.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to name names.
Yep. I try to bring it up because I'm in the communications major for college, and I brought up BBC News.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my god, I thought I just started World War II. Oh my god. Jesus Christ. They were like, BBC News is not bad. I'm like, holy shit, I'm going to fucking get hung. Like, I felt like the witch, like, in the witch trials for a second. I'm like, holy shit. And then, of course, one of my professors I'm closest to in the communications department is like, I agree with you on that side. So I was like, thank you. Ben, you to move on. The next topic is stuff that bothered you when you stayed at people's houses, either friends, family, whatever. Like, anything. Activities, events, just objects, whatever. Stuff that bothered you.
I have a couple things, but the first thing definitely was having a bedtime, even though we were like almost in our 20s. Because he stayed with his parents. But they would say go to bed. Be sure to go to bed at this certain time. That's what they used to do. They don't do it no more.
Sounds like.
But it was like, when we were 18. My cousin, I stayed at his house. This is the same cousin whose mom was watching the Kardashians.
Of course.
And they said that the be sure to be in bed before for like 11. I believe, but I felt it was stupid because me and him ended up staying up all night anyways. We snuck out and went driving, got some Mountain Dews.
The
and we
fact
hit
that
them
you're
in there.
Literally freaking 20 and it's just
24.
I'm saying, was that recently?
No, this was not recent. This was years ago.
Okay.
They don't do it. They don't do it anymore because they realized that it was pointless.
It is very pointless. You're freaking 20.
But another thing was it bothered me so much. It was just like those. I went to this one person's house that was a completely germaphobe, and I can't tell you how many times I had to scrub underneath my nails to get the dirt out, because I don't know what's up with my nails. My nails just attract dirt. And so they would always be under dirt, and they would see it and be like, yeah, you better go wash those.
Wait, they're that bad that they tell you to wash your hands?
Yeah.
Go wash your freaking pearly whites, you little...
This was a very, very long time ago. But yeah, that actually happened. Jeez. But, so, AJ, speaking of which, say Mr. Germophobia.
I am a heavy germaphobe, okay? We don't talk about that.
Okay.
I am not that bad to tell someone to wash themselves. But, like, if I notice, like, something on your face, I'd be like, hey, you got a little something.
That's not being germaphobe. That's common sense.
But, like, my germaphobe is the fact that, like, I am constantly cleaning my room. I constantly think nothing's clean enough.
You're in your 10,000 showers. Don't forget that.
I also take a shower pretty much every day.
At least you're better at the air than and my a brother-in-law. Legit, he will wash his hands for 30 minutes, use a tissue to pick something up off the floor, and then have to wash his hands all over again.
What the fuck? It's
some
okay.
Some people do what?
It's okay. I've washed my hands 3 times before. I would like. No. I was eating. I threw the plate away. Like, I ate. It was like finger food. Like, I think it was like wings or whatever. I don't even remember, ribs, whatever. I lick all the stuff off. Go to the sink. Wash my hands. Throw away my plate. Clear the table. Wash my hands again, and then go to the bathroom and then wash my hands again. So that was like all under like 5 minutes.
So
I am constantly washing my hands.
I think the one thing that bothers me the most though is when I go to a place and they want and they have the rule where the guest gets to eat first. I just feel bad about taking all the good stuff. One of my family members, my cousin's house again.
Friends, do you hive? You're not allowed to eat first, my son. Let the guests go first.
No, there is people in my family that actually they like the rule, and I think it's a good rule.
It's a good rule,
only,
of course. Like, don't force it down their throat. You're supposed to go first. You're grounded, you little shit.
No, that's not. They're not that bad. No, they
just.
They'll just ask you if I wanted to go first, and I'll just go like, nah, I'll let you guys go first. And then because they have a younger, they have a child that's much younger than me. I feel like that they should be the ones that get the first pickings rather than I do.
I'm the youngest on my mom's side of the family. I always make the rule of the older people go first because they take long. So I would rather just stuff done after.
It's the opposite in my family. I believe in every like cookout we ever do, it's always the youngest that goes up, which means I'm always one of the last ones that gets food.
I hated the youngest goes first. I don't like going first.
Mm-hmm.
I would much rather have them go first because I don't have to eat as much as they do. So they need it more than I do. They need to eat more, to grow up more. So, but stuff like that is like, as long as they don't shove it down your throat, I feel like that's a big, that's a red flag. But I was thankful that they didn't.
That's good. Yeah, with my house, it was more of whoever, like, it, for my household, it was more of depending on and various things for who got to go first. Like, for instance, when one of the girls in my, because I have a big family, and when one of them was either pregnant, they automatically went first. Other than that, it kind of was as the adults, and then also rock, paper, scissors between us kids.
Okay.
Dude, that just, you know what that sounds like? It's
what?
Like a battle royale, but with food. But instead of like a Squid Game games, you're playing rock, paper, scissors.
Trust me, big family A functions were quite interesting. I have a lot of cousins.
I have a really big family, too. My family's really big. Like, if we all get together, we can't even fit all in the house.
I can't even have people in the house.
Yeah, like, we'd have to have some people go outside. And, yeah, that stuff like that. I have a big family.
Fair enough. For some of the stuff that I said that bothered me when I stayed at people's houses, I don't know why, but it grosses me out or just pisses me off. So, of course, we all need a shower, so you know how germaphobe I am. I need a shower. I'm at my friend's house, I need a shower. It pisses me off when no one ever has towels or washcloths for the shower. They would just say, hey, go take a shower. You check every cabinet in the frickin' bathroom. There's nothing to shower with.
They just want you to use your clothes to dry yourself off. I don't know, or if they have the little... If they have that of a mat down that has like, that's like a very like, what's it's made of? It's the one that's made of feathery stuff.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The down mat.
Yeah, they'll want you to use that. Just stand there and dry off.
But like, it's the fact I can't even clean myself without a washcloth. Like, okay, you guys don't even have the.
You use your hands.
Yeah, let me just use my hands and dry myself off. Another one, like, this goes along with the shower, too. I'll be like, okay, I can take a shower.
Use the washcloth to dry your hair.
I can take a shower without using a washcloth or dry off with a towel. Open the curtain.
Pack off it, close this.
Open the curtain. There's no body soap. It's just
body wash,
shampoo or conditioner. It's like, where the fuck is the body wash?
You're using it on your body.
Where the fuck is the body wash?
Didn't you know that they had a drinking competition before you came to the house? So there's someone there
to
drink it.
The people that don't have body wash and just have shampoo or conditioner. You need to clean your body. That's the point of the shower.
AJ. Tell me, how'd you do it?
I just said, fuck it, I'm not gonna take a shower tonight. Cause it's a useless shower to just go rinse in water.
Just use the conditioner or shampoo, whichever one you don't use. You should use that on your body.
It doesn't work.
I know, but just you should do it for aesthetic reasons.
And I'll wonder where all of their shampoo and conditioner went.
It just, oh my god, it just, what, where's the body wash, people? I understand.
I don't think I've ever been put in a situation like that, because they're all, because since my family always has a big family, they have like, they have stacks and stacks of everything wherever I go, so.
But if you have body wash, it better not be a fucking bar of soap. If I see a bar of soap, I'm chucking shit out the window.
Hey, I know what I'm getting you for Christmas now. I know what I'm getting you for Christmas now.
Body soap is the useless shit ever.
I'll get you one of those expensive brands, you know, the Sasquatch one.
It's the fact that it literally feels like you're putting, like it literally feels like you're melting wax and wiping it all over your body. It's like, you don't feel clean.
Is it even made of wax?
No. Oh. It feels like it, though, and it just leaves a good thin layer on your skin, and it just doesn't make you feel clean. So I just
Hey, Bixby. What's a bar of soap made of? That is not what I looked up.
What?
No. I saw something in there that shouldn't be seen. That doesn't need to be said. So I'm not going to say that. What the fuck is okay?
But anywho, of course, the classic thing that bothers you when you're at people's house is when they have no blankets or pillows.
That doesn't bother me. I have a naturally high body temperature.
Do you just
literally
fucking,
I'll burn?
You don't have a bed. You just sleep on the fucking floor face down.
I've done it before.
Jesus Christ.
What? There's nothing wrong with that. Especially if it's last minute. I'd rather be in the floor. And sometimes you would rather be in the floor at someone else's home hanging out than being at your own home sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I thought of is them saying to watch anything, but like have a... Oh yeah, so... this doesn't happen as much as...
Watch more anime!
No, this doesn't happen much anymore. Because of how stuff is going with our technology world. But have you ever, like, been at a friend's house and they will be like, you'll be either, like, going to sleep or waking up before everyone, or you're there early and they say, go watch TV, do whatever you want, but if there's anything on TV, go ahead and watch. And you're like, okay, go on into the living room. You try to look for the remotes. You see the remotes. There is like six of them.
Mm-hmm.
Why was there so many fucking remotes back then? One's for the freaking TV, one's for the soundbar, one is for the volume, it's like one thing for every function. It's like, what the fuck? It's like, what is going on?
My dad has three remotes for his. I feel like six is an overstatement. They may have lost the remote and then found it the next day.
Okay, it wasn't six. It was more like three or four.
All right, pick a number between 1 and 11.
My lucky number is 10, so I'm going to say 10.
All right, got that one. Google agreed with you.
Fuck yeah. What are we agreeing on?
You'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I just ended up finding something for Storm, and yeah.
What happened?
Let's just say that the choices were interesting.
I swear, if you get me a butt plug, I'm gonna smack you.
I mean, hold on. Chocolate-covered butt plug.
Why are you looking at it?
Why does that exist? Just to confuse my FBI agent.
Jesus.
Wait, what? Oh yeah! I forgot this is a thing. The butt chocolates.
Okay, we're moving on.
Oh, there it is. Found it. I'm scared to touch the video tab.
Okay, so I want to talk about I don't know if you guys even have the topics pulled up, but the next topic is me talking about my pros and cons and future plans for college. So.
Oh, a coupon.
Coupon for a chocolate butt plug. Honey came in handy.
Freaking honey was like, here's 16 different coupons to try and see what happens.
It's okay. Blue, you know how you helped me for
Dabba-dee
the picture?
I helped you with what?
The picture for my girlfriend and I.
Yes.
So, honey came in handy, by the way. So I had to print it off. Where we print off is at our local CVS for pictures. So of course the poster size, which like I said, in setup, was normally $22, mm-hmm. right?
Mhm.
Ooh, I love honey. Got it for $12.
Nice.
So I was like, frick yeah, I love you, honey. Sorry, Mr. Beast, for hating you about this years ago. Love you now. But, yeah. To move on. Pros, I would say, I'm glad I got to join a swim club. I did that in my fall semester. Did that. That was my big thing. I more so worked on classes during then because I didn't know what was college about. It was my first time, so I didn't want to overwork myself. So I did swim club, and I got my classes done and did my normal thing. Spring semester rolls around. I kind of felt lonely during the fall semester, so I thought about joining a fraternity, and that's what I did during my spring semester. I joined in at the end of February, because that's when it was. Joined that. I think that was probably one of the best decisions I made because I only had one friend at the time, literally only one friend at college besides my roommates. I really want to consider my roommates friends. I'll tell you here in a minute. More about that. But I met one person in one of my classes in my fall semester. She helped me out so much in my class. Like I struggle with tests. I've always have. I don't know if because of my ADHD or if I'm autistic in any type of way. I don't know. But I've always struggled with tests. And that was the only grades that we had was our three exams throughout the year. And I did not do well. And all the teacher said was just keep studying and do whatever. But, like, before the last exam, and I said, I'm probably going to fail this one, too. Is there a way that I can do something to get, like, maybe a couple points for extra credit? Like, I will literally write a paper if I have to. I just need extra credit. I need to pass this class for my major. She would not do anything about it, and my friend walked up to her and pretty much started screaming at her. I was like, oh, this is why you're the best. Benny was shouting me during that. So that's kind of a positive and negative right there in that situation. But in my spring semester, like I said, I joined the fraternity. I think that was the best because I made a lot more friends. I'm still not close with much except my big. I'm closest to him so far. Of course, I'm getting closer to them, but I will be living at the frat house. Next year, so hopefully then that'll help me get closer to everyone in the house instead of in the dorms. I would say the classes were easy. I would say the hardest class would have to say college composition. That's like the English class. So I struggle with writing essays because grammar I suck at. I've always sucked at writing essays no matter what I do. Math, I struggled, but good thing I only had to do a semester of math. I got that done and passed. Last night, I just figured out that I was on the dean's list. So, frick yeah. I'm actually really happy about that. Because a couple of days ago, my best friend showed me he got on the dean's list for his school. And my mom talked about it and was like, hey, AJ, are you on it? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't get anything about it. And the only way I figured it out is that my fraternity posted the presidents and deans lists. So I was like, heck yeah. But the negative would have to be, of course, my roommates were, of course, nice, but also negative spots here or there. I was closer to one out of the three, but she had to leave because of mental issues. She wasn't doing great mentally, so she just wanted to take a semester off. So, she left, so I kind of had to deal with everyone else. But I would say the negative thing is that they were my roommates are actually from India, so of course they like the warmer weather, and I love cold weather. So when I got closer to the summer. And when it came to winter, they were freezing. Guess how high they wanted the temperature in the winter time?
How high?
90.
Oof.
I was so hot. And I was like sweating every day. I took a shower at least twice a day. I was so freaking hot. Summer came around, or end of spring semester. They still wanted up to like 60 or 70, or not 60 or 70, 70 or 80.
And yeah, I'm like, for me,
it's too hot. It's just too hot.
For me, in the wintertime, I'm usually at, I have it at 80 or 84 because I get cold easily. And yeah, as of the summertime, I usually try to keep it at like 62, 64.
That is perfect. Yeah, but like in the wintertime, I usually have like 78. 80 max. I just can't deal with warm weather. I just can't. If you get rid of the humidity of that shit, then I'd be happy, but I don't live in a state that does.
Yeah, I live in the same state as you, sir.
I know, humidity sucks.
But as the saying goes, when our state, you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes.
Yeah. But anyway, to go along from that, they just kept changing the temperature higher and higher and higher, and I just tried to change it back down. So I just said, okay, here's the set temperature range here to here. I don't even remember, but I remember saying, here's the set temperature range. There you go. We're not going higher or lower than that. Sounds good? Good. We all agreed. Literally a day later, it was out of our range.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, fuck it. I'm going down to my rage if you guys are not going to agree on it, because, no, this is not how it works. This is not what we agreed on. So, and I don't know if you remember this, Brent. I would have to get off early, not just because of Lily wanting to call. I would have to get off because of my roommates. I would have to get off because my roommates... one of my roommates wanted to go to bed at 10. So I would always have to get off around 10:15, 10:30, because they would always scream at me late at night for even talking. It was just frustrating. So I got to the point where I literally left the room at that time when they went to bed and did my thing, because it was just frustrating. And then... of course, those are the occasional things. But one thing that pissed me off the most is they trashed the crap out of the place. They act like they owned the place, if that makes sense. There was rotting food. There was mold on some of the furniture and walls because of them. And there was, and oh, on top of that, they smoke weed. Fun, huh? No. So I had to beg and beg and beg them to not smoke in the room.
Because
they would smoke in the shower. And I occasionally go take a shower when they smoked. So I said, hey, I have asthma. My Lily, or my girlfriend, is allergic to weed. So if she comes over, she and I is not going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So please leave. Okay. They did that halfway through the fall semester. More towards the spring semester. They occasionally, you know, we all agreed to ask each other to, you know, if we want people over, they have people over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spring semester comes. I would come home from classes, do whatever. I would, you know, I'm a very respectable person. I'm like, oh, I didn't know they were coming over. I didn't see you guys put that in the group chat. Can you guys start doing that? They're like, yeah, I can. Got further along, they would have people starting to stay the night.
Mm-hmm.
Which that is not allowed, actually. Because, you know, we paid for the rooms, and they are supposed to have a guest for them as they're staying the night.
Mm-hmm.
They had people stay the night. Say that they were having people over without letting any of us know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'd come back, and they'd be drinking and having a party in my room with, like, maybe 8 to 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? This is not cool. It pissed me off. They are inviting people over that they didn't even ask me or any of us to if it was okay if they bring people over.
Mm-hmm.
So I got tired of it and I went to my RA.
Mm-hmm.
She told me to, you know, ask politely, hey, can you do this, and blah, blah, blah. So I did, mm-hmm. and my roommates kept doing it.
Mm.
So I killed them with kindness back. I know that's kind of weird for me to do, because sometimes I do get out of hand and kill them back with meanness.
Mm-hmm. You so, go on. Oof.
So I pretty much, you know, I'll be like, okay, ever since the room's dirty, all this, I'm going to clean it up. Do something nice for them. I did the dishes. I cleaned up the living room, reorganized the room, cleaned the bathroom, cleaned the shower, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even get a thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even get a thank you. And they still had people over without letting me know. And the fact that I cleaned the room and I cleaned their dishes, I then said, okay, if you're not going to respect what I do or listen to what I have to say, you're doing your own dishes. You're throwing your own trash. If it's in the living room longer than a week, by the end of the week, I'm throwing it out.
Hmm.
So if you guys are not going to take your food and claim it, it's going in the trash and going in the dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I also said, if you guys are not going to be cleaning dishes, then I'm not going to be cleaning any of the bathrooms either. And if you guys aren't going to help clean or participate in doing these chores, then I'm not going to do anything. Because if this tells you anything, all of my stuff was in my room. Soap, of course, was in the bathroom, same with towels and washcloths, and my toothpaste in the bathroom. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
None of my stuff is in the living room. None of my stuff is piled up in the bathroom or shower room. Nothing else. Mm-hmm. Everything else is my room. So when I moved out, you couldn't even tell half the stuff. You couldn't even tell I was even living there, because most of my stuff was just in my room solely.
Mm.
So I just got fed up with everything, and yeah.
Understandable.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about what happened to you, but I also, in the middle of your talk, I was looking at, like, the Xbox gear shop, and I saw a folding chair, a chopping board, and a freaking necklace. And they even have one of those poofy jackets they put around controllers.
What the fuck?
And there's even one for drinks!
That is awesome.
I was like, what? Why is this?
That's awesome. No, sorry, I kind of...
Oh, there's a hammock, too.
Sorry, I kind of felt like I was in a little of a rant there for a little bit.
Yeah, it's fine. We all have those.
Don't worry, AJ. We'll get you a Xbox shaped chopping board.
That I'd actually be okay with that.
I kind of want the $120 controller necklace.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you heard me that. Yeah, you heard me right. Controller necklace.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Anywho, Skyler, you kind of gave me a little hint about your story, but do you want to talk about your truck stop story?
Sure. I actually have quite a few of them, to be honest. Now, as you guys know, I work at a truck stop, which is part of why I get paid so much. It sounds all fine and dandy, just working at a gas station. It's not. Because ours includes showers and hot foods.
Shit.
And
what truck stop is this? Was this the one that you were recommending me to work at?
Yes, because if you ended up starting there, I get a bonus.
You know, I definitely would if I lived close to one of them. So.
Well, who knows? Maybe one will open up near you at some point.
No,
anyway.
We have like $5.
Truck stop, come to the room near you.
We have $5 stores near us. We have a Dollar Tree. We're going to have a second or General Dollar. We have a Family Dollar.
You mean Dollar General?
Did I say General Dollar?
You said General Dollar.
We're going to have a second Dollar. I can't even...
Yeah, you're going to have a second General Dollar, you know, because the place where it generates dollars.
Funny, you continue.
AJ! AJ, what's your favorite smell?
Huh?
What's your favorite smell?
That is such an awkward fucking question.
What do you mean? Do you like to smell volt mill?
No.
Do you like to smell volt mill all over your body?
Okay. Just continue on.
AJ's confused. Hey, AJ, does that mean we're going to drink some spicy sodas?
Go, Blue.
Okay.
I'm already going to be skipping anime night, so.
With me working and we house having showers, some customers will leave certain things behind in the showers, unfortunately.
Condoms?
I wish. By that, I mean, I wish that was
AJ,
the only thing
AJ,
I
what
found.
AJ, realize what you're going to say.
I got condoms. Do you need some?
I actually have a stash at home, but anywho. Anyway, I have found a. Let's see. I have often come in.
Skateboard.
Again, another thing I wish. Shit on the walls.
Why would there be. Just go. Just continue.
Lovely male excretion.
Oh.
Everywhere.
Excretion? Oh,
that's a fancy word for that, but yeah. Thank you for making it more prettier than what it actually is.
Well, I mean,
they
tried to paint the walls with it.
You sure the walls ain't just white in general?
What? I just found an Xbox controller alarm clock. What am I looking at right now?
I don't know.
But probably one of the worst things that I have found in a shower,
Air Chief. I thought you were going to say Air Chief.
Yeah, I'm the worst thing that you'll find in the shower.
Oh my God.
We're not going to get into that one. Probably would be the dildo that I found.
Someone's getting
That's pretty tame considering that that's probably that happens a lot more at hospitals than you think.
Yeah, I worked in hotels. Trust me, I've seen. No, this one in particular.
My sister gave me a bunch of stories. You don't want to tempt me with telling any of those.
Oh my goodness! No, this one in particular was covered aired in the what it ate creamy stuff and shit, and came out, and it was a mail tracker that came out of it.
What the fuck?
A mail tracker.
Yes.
A mail tracker.
He's having a good time.
Oh, you said trucker. I thought you said tracker.
He's having.
No.
Like a guy that tracks, like a tracker that goes in the mail, so that way they know where it's going.
Oh but my goodness.
That guy's having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
AJ, you should see. How much of a good time he had.
Huh?
You should ask him how much of a good time he had.
I'm good. all I gotta say is, I'm not gay, so that does not suit me, so.
You mean like the song?
Mm-hmm. Continue on.
Blue. Anyway. That is some of the horror stories in the showers. I actually have a couple other ones. We just changed GMs at my store, and there's a bunch of different gas stations along the chain where we work, right? He decided last Easter weekend to keep, when everyone else was raising the gas prices to make a quick buck, him and his brilliance decided to, while we are still, by the way, really, really understaffed, to keep the gas prices at the same rate. We had an over 2-hour wait for gas.
Jesus. Wow.
People were waiting for over 2 hours to get gas because our prices were lower.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was interesting. And we're really understaffed. Since this new manager has started, we have lost 9 people.
Holy shit.
Let's go!
Oh yeah, you did talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nine people. And one girl just got back from maternity leave. It's great.
Didn't you say you're pretty much the only one that's there?
It feels like it sometimes, and ow, I have a cut on my finger and I just smacked my hands.
How'd you get a cut on your finger?
She was using the Xbox cutting board.
Maybe next time, Aim. I'll have to keep that in mind. No, I was opening up, I've been opening up cigarette boxes and the, you know, funny thing, those little boxes, they're paper and paper cuts suck, especially when they're right in the joints.
The worst paper cut is from the freaking, it's one of those, is a one from a cardboard box.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get a cardboard box cut?
It is rare to happen, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, it's a lot easier than it and you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after you just freshly cut it open.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had that happen.
You'll probably know if they ever have you do stocking.
I've done stocking at Arby's.
Not that kind of stocking.
Not that kind of stocking.
I know. I've stocked the freezer. I've stocked the freezer, opened boxes in the freezer.
Well, in like a colder environment, it's less likely to happen. But in a when you're out there, like actually putting them up and on like shelves and stuff, is a whole different story.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say I do bagging. Oh yeah, I got a job. If you didn't know that, guys.
He's now a bagger, so now you can drive towards his work and then call him bagger and then drive off.
Technically, my position as cashier, I'm cashier in
cashier with the east cashier with extra steps.
Yeah. It's one of those old-fashioned stores where I carry stuff out for customers.
So, like a stalker.
Changing water bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did you say stalker?
Yeah, at Walmart.
He'd be stalking those shelves.
But yeah, she, because she just got back from having, one of the girls, I think I mentioned it to you, one of the girls just got back from having a baby. And so it was just me and her on overnights 2 nights ago. And she has to go do her pump breaks. She was not thinking about it, completely forgot about it, was late to getting in, and not even 5 to 10 minutes after she went in, I had a line of probably about 6 to 10 people consistently for about half an hour.
Jesus.
I wanted to cry.
I'm sorry.
I would have just gone back there, sat down, rested a little bit, and then go back out.
Only wish.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I can't do stuff like that anymore. With the way how my work is now set up.
Oh, I forgot I had that. Sorry.
My workplace got a remodel. I don't know where anything is now.
Nice. Alright. Do you have anything else?
Let's see.
I was about to say, you don't have to if you can't think of anything.
Nah, just that the store, our manager keeps moving things around and we can't find anything now. Like, 1 minute he's like, we're gonna put the cups here. And then I come back, where the heck are the cups? Oh, we're moving them here now. It's more efficient.
It did that in my at my workplace, but now it's not just one area, it's everywhere.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I'm not going to know where anything is. People are going to still ask me where the same things are, and then I'm not going to know where they are.
Where I don't even know.
I've had to say that a few times because I was off the clock and when they asked me, and I can't and I can't look up nothing when I'm off the clock because the system will not allow me. So, so if I don't know where it is, and I don't know where the general area of it is, then it's kind of pointless.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I usually tell the customers, hey, we're going to go on an adventure and look at it for it together, if I have the time.
I'm alright. You see the body wash over there in the corner? Great!
Once you find the body wash, spin around 3 times and keep going straight.
Yeah, once you find a body wash, spin around, do 3 jumping jacks, and then maybe you might spawn your next item.
Don't forget to click your heels together.
Yeah, you gotta.
You gotta click your heels, and you gotta hit up down, left to right, press start. and that one's the tricky part.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to do a backflip. Then it'll spawn in your hands.
Yeah, it'll just magically spawn your hands. It will not be free, though. In fact, for some reason, it has a negative 10% coupon on it, so it makes you pay 10% more.
But if you do a 180, then you get it for free.
If you open that body wash and pour it all in the floor, then you'll get that item for free, but now you have to pay double for that body wash.
Alright. Anywho, so you guys are probably so confused on the next topic of what after that. Real definition of a park, because my town has a quote park.
I say what a park is a place you can walk around. It doesn't have to have benches. It can, but it has to have at least one of those little bridges that have like an archway.
Anywho, so my town has a park, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a duck park. It is literally just an area of grass with a parking lot next to it, and they call it a park. That's not a park. There is no playground.
Is there water?
No. The water fountains don't work.
Is there animals?
No.
Then how is that a park?
I don't fucking know.
The reason why the park that's near my house is called a duck park is because it's the place where all ducks go. It is legit just a duck park in every sense of the word.
Because you know a park usually has a basketball court, maybe a playground, or just
if
something.
If it has a bench, then it's considered a park, apparently.
Let me look up the real definition of a park real quick. It's a area of natural, semi-natural, or planted space set aside for human enjoyment and recreation or the protection of wildlife or natural habitats. Urban parks are green spaces set aside for recreation inside towns and cities. So it's a place of human enjoyment. So you're saying a big area of grass is a fucking park of nothing?
It can technically be one when you think about it.
It just doesn't make fucking sense. It would just.
It's just called a dog park. That's literally a dog park. That's the definition of a dog park.
A dog park has something more than this park.
They don't even need fences to be considered a dog park. A dog park is an entirely thing on its own. It could literally be an open field and they can call it a dog park. The only thing that they can't call a dog park is if it's on private land.
It's the fact that it literally has nothing.
There's a lot of parks that have nothing.
It just doesn't make sense.
But technically it is a park. It has bathrooms, working water fountain. They got all the stuff.
None of it works.
Well, it doesn't have to work to be a park.
And it's... Here, I'll send you a fucking picture of our park. I've never seen these there. Here, So, at this so-called park, it has an archway.
Wait, I don't see anything.
It has a so-called archway. And... to the left of it is literally just grass, and I can't find that picture. They consider it a freaking park. It just does not make sense.
What about looking at street view?
Dude, look at that guy walking his dog.
Let me go to
fucking
Google.
Heck yeah, dude.
Let me go to Google.
That dog does... I can't tell if it looks happy.
Hmm.
No. Oh, that means the more we talk about this, he has to show it on screen.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to fucking edit this shit.
Hey, guys, you should see... You see that dog? Yeah, that dog right there? Yeah, you see a human next to him? Yeah, he seems pretty chill. I can't tell if it's a he or a she. It looks like a sheep, but I'm not too sure.
Anywho, I took this screenshot of Google Earth. They consider this a fucking park. A fucking park. When it's just dirt and grass.
That's all you need. That's all you need for a dog park.
There's no enjoyment there. What the fuck is... It's literally only you...
Not for you, but for dogs it is. They like running around.
There's nothing... No, this is a park.
That's a dog park, bro.
It's a central park. So it's meant for...
A central park that dogs can enjoy.
Shut up.
Just because you don't enjoy it doesn't mean the dogs don't.
It's only used for...
We should post... Hey, editor, go ahead and put this on the screen, alright? You see that little... You see that umbrella?
The editor is flipping you off right now.
Hey, you should see... Oh, is that a parking lot? Yeah, that's a park, too.
The editor is flipping you off right now.
The editor's flipping you off right now. Okay. All right, editor, you should flip off AJ now.
Fuck you, Brent. You know I'm the editor.
Oh, thank you.
Anywho.
You to me? Okay.
Anywho. Yeah.
All right, editor.
Do you...
Zoom in on that red car.
Do you guys consider that a park? Yes or no?
Yes. It's a dog park.
It's a human park, not a dog park. A park.
Okay.
A human park, you can still go in with your dog, and they can still have a good time. You don't necessarily have to have a good time at the park.
And
it could not even be made for you.
I mean, blue. What do you think of
that? Okay.
And orange.
For me... I'm kind of in between, but I do kind of see it as a park. But, hear me out. Think about it this way. That is a grassy area versus the city life that is property that people can actually walk on without getting yelled at for, get off my grass! That's the main thing.
That's the only thing I can think. It's just...
Right.
How is it considered a fucking park?
That's just what it is. That's life.
It's just a city-owned land area right there. And they're like, I have the money, so why don't we fucking call it a park?
You don't even have to... It doesn't necessarily have to be for you. It might be for animals. Who knows?
It is literally... They primarily have it for, like, this thing in our town called Community Days. It's pretty much, like, the fair, but for our town. They got it for that, because they used to have it right next to our high school. But they made it for that, and ever since then, they haven't used it since, because they haven't had Community Days since. They primarily had this, they use the park for parades and stuff, and that's pretty much it. Anywho,
that could be the main reason why they have it put up as a park.
Anywho, next topic. Fuck this topic.
Well, I can't wait for all the editing skills.
Oh yeah. Anywho.
Yeah.
As you
just spin every picture around just for certain circles.
Yep. For the next topic, it is. Any crimes that we've done as a kid. So, like, you stole something from a store as a kid, or...
Oh, I never did nothing that high
like
up.
That.
I did once call the police.
That is considered a crime, yeah.
That's not crime. No, crime. I called the police because I was really young, and I was left at home by myself when I woke up.
You woke up? You said, fuck. No one's home.
I was like 5 years old. So I called the police.
Fuck yeah, no one's
freaked
home.
Out my mom.
Whoa.
And then, well, yeah, you would do it now, but you wouldn't do it when you're 5 years old.
I did. I actually did that when I was 5 years old.
My kid did.
Call the police and go, yeah.
My kid decided to call 911, and when he was about five, six years old, just because he was bored.
I want to do that. I wish I'd done that.
I wish I could do that now. I'd get arrested now.
911, what's your emergency? Your butt.
Yeah.
It hangs up on.
Isn't it considered a felony to do, anyways? Prank call, stuff like that?
Not prank call. It is. It can be seen as harassment, depending on how they feel about it. But they could. But the most that they can do to you for calling the police and faking a police report is if you've done it multiple times.
Yeah.
And that. Now that's a crime.
Yeah. But anyway, the crime that I've done as a kid is I was young, of course. And I'll go more into the other thing as well along with that.
Let's go! Criminal AJ! Show a picture of AJ in like the, in orange pajamas.
Orange pajamas?
Exactly, yeah.
Anywho,
what's the only, well, I don't know what they actually call their prison, the prisons.
There's a prison outfit, that's literally what they're called.
No, I don't think they're called that. I think they're actually called something else, and I don't want to get that wrong because then someone's going to bound to yell at me. So,
anywho, I was of course really around Christmas time, and I'm a big chocolate fiend, by the way. So
hell yeah.
You know those candy canes filled with chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
Not the small ones, the like jumbo size. So, just think of, like, you know, for a five-year-old, it's about the size of a five-year-old, pretty much. So I accidentally stole one of those when I was younger. I got to the car, my mom heard me opening it up and started eating it. She turned around and said, "Where'd you get that?" And I just said, "The store." And she's like, "Did you pay for it?" I'm like, "No, I don't have money. I'm 5. And she's like, "Oh, shit." So we went into the store, and she's like, "All right, you got to tell them what you did." So I was like, "I stole this." And they're like, "Well, we can't do anything about it. It's already opened and whatnot. I think my mom paid for it." But I don't fully remember if she did or did not. But they were just like, "He's a kid. It happens." And just moved right on. So that was that. So, to go along with this topic, I have always did a little background for it before that. So, I've always been a big book reader, still am. I have a lot of books, and I used to read a lot, considering, like, for my brother's football games, I would read a book instead. And I still don't care about sports. The only sport I care about is hockey. But I really like reading. I still do to this day. So to go along with that, so you know how when you're in elementary school, you can rent books from the teacher and you sign out the book, right? I've stolen. Here, let me grab the books from upstairs real quick. I'll be right back. I had it prepared and I forgot to bring this down. So I'll be right back. So anywho, So I stole books from the teachers. I still have them to this day. I didn't mean to steal them. There was maybe like one I accidentally, or not accidentally, intentionally took from the teachers. Which I know which book that one was. I'll tell you after labeling off. But the rest of the books were accidental, like holidays. I would take them home and read books.
I want a football light.
But anywho, I would forget them.
Oh!
So I've stolen...
New TV!
I've stolen 6 books from the... Or 6? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Not enough.
6 books from teachers when I was younger. Oh, I'll label them off. The Spy on Third Base, The Last Holiday Concert, The Dog Who Saved Christmas, Captain Underpants and the Attacking of the Talking Toilets, Night of the Twisters, and the last book that I'm going to label off is the one that I intentionally stole because I want them and I was a big fan of, was Percy Jackson and the Olympian's Ultimate Guide. So, yeah, that's the book that I stole. I really wish I can give these back from the teachers, but considering I don't even remember who the teachers I got them from. So I got books.
It doesn't have the teacher's name written in it?
I scribbled all of them out when I was younger.
Of course you did.
Oh, this one. This
he's
one
a fiend!
This one has one of them. This is from Paulson. This one doesn't have a name. Miss Conslow. Fucking hated her. Miss Young. And that one's also scribbled out. But my
Miss Young.
My
Miss fiend, Young.
My fiend for books did not stop there. I stole one more. Not from a teacher, not from high school, but middle school. From a friend in middle school. Do you want to take a guess on what book I stole?
What book?
The big book of... Do you want to take a guess?
The big pile of... soap.
I stole the big book of Minecraft. I don't know
why. And it's probably useless now with all the new stuff they added in.
The Big Book of Minecraft, all-in-one, most definitive collection of everything Minecraft, the unofficial guide to Minecraft and other building games. That's the whole thing. And, oh, I forgot there was a book that I just forgot to return because the parent is divorced, so I can't give back. So the parent is my friend's parents. Their parents are divorced. But the book that I accidentally forgot to return would be the Carrie Fisher book. It talked about her addiction to drugs and alcohol. So yeah, that's the last book I forgot. And that was in high school. So yeah.
Here in this topic, I swear, if you end up going to any Halloween party dressed like this, I will die laughing.
Oh my god. That is amazing. Is that why you were so quiet? You were just finding the right fucking image?
Mm-hmm. Plus, I'm still also recovering a little bit from the other day that I mentioned. Introvert, very low energy. So that's why I've been a little bit quiet lately.
No, you're fine. I get it. You guys have any other comments to my fiend of books?
How dare you?
I know. I'm a big thief.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, what is the next topic? Is it the one about... it is. Okay. So, this is a big debate. I know. So, I sent you guys a picture of it. Okay?
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
How do you brush your teeth? A, B, C, or D? Anywho, how do you guys brush your teeth? Do you guys A?
Top one. First one.
First one?
That's what I do.
I do.
I knew the answer to that one.
I was about to say, I water the toothbrush, I add the toothpaste, and then I water it again, and then I brush my teeth.
Yeah, I'm C. Well, let's see.
You guys have any crimes that you have done?
Let's see. Speeding ticket, it's if anything.
Wait, speeding ticket? Why are we talking about speeding tickets all of a sudden?
He said crime.
Sorry, I was reading.
Stop reading, you're in a podcast.
I've been so far behind my reading, it's not even funny. I have like seven books I gotta still go through.
I have more than you.
I doubt you have more than me. If you knew how many books I own at my mom's house, you would probably be like, no, you don't have more than me.
No, I'm saying I have a lot of books I need to read.
You have a lot of books you need to read, but I've read through all those books throughout my life, so yes. So these are new books I bought.
I'm bleeding. Right
did
now.
You?
I picked out a scab.
He was sniffing. He stole books too hard.
Oh.
Yes. Nice leather.
What? I am so confused. What you guys are talking about with the leather?
Nothing.
Nothing.
You'll probably know someday.
Mm-hmm. Just that your big sis is an old AA's so nice.
Scared. What'd you do?
I think the most I've ever done was stole a bunch of pencils and then I stole a Yu-Gi-Oh card, just one.
Oh my god, you stole a Yu-Gi-Oh card.
Yeah. Ooh. And then it was later given to me by the person I stole it from.
He's like, dude, you just stole it. Yeah, just keep it.
Pretty much, yeah. Because he was leaving anyways, I was giving it back to him before he goes out to goes out to the military. And he said, no, you can keep it.
Bro said, dude, I have this from high school. Do you want it back? Nah, bro.
I stole it from middle school. I was a seventh grader, and I didn't give it to him until when he was moving away, which was later that year.
He's like, dude, you had that half of your life. Just keep it.
No, he didn't even know it was missing.
Yeah, you mention it, and he's like, bro, you had half of it your whole life. Just keep it.
My whole life? Like, what was that, 13 or 12 years of age?
Mm-hmm.
I hate being the oldest kid. I'm going to say that now. I hate being the oldest kid.
I hate being the youngest.
No, you don't.
Yes,
you got the privilege.
No,
and I'm and I'm straight smack dab in the middle.
I was about to say,
I'm the oldest!
I was about to say, sure, all the characteristics for the young child is the opposite of what I got, so.
Mm-hmm. Here's another funny thing for you. In this group right here, I'm the oldest out of the three of us. His and AC is the youngest in the three of us still.
Yes.
You're still the baby!
I am the baby.
Yeah. You're the baby.
Pretty much when I was the baby, so I was just told to grow the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's why we gotta get you the Xbox hammock, right?
There is an Xbox hammock?
Yeah.
I'm still confused what you guys mean by leather, by the way.
Hey, AJ, how do you feel about leather? You like rubbing against it? Like,
I'm not gonna have sex with leather.
I mean, you might. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know you.
I'm not Catwoman.
What? You're not Catwoman?
Yes.
Mm. Yes. Yes. I gotta say though that one of my favorite anime shows I've been watching recently was Oshinoko. I really do like it.
Shinonuma?
No. No, not going Numa Numa A.
Anywho.
That's even older. I beat you.
Do you guys have any other podcast? Yeah, do you guys have any other
podcast?
Do you guys have any other topics for the podcast? Not we can
Fish.
End it here.
Here's a quick one we could probably do.
Fish.
How what is your dick? I bet Skylar has the biggest one.
Oh yeah. 100%.
Probably. Here is one. What is something that you collect?
Pop figures.
Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Anime keychains.
Pop figures.
Actually, no. I collect many things. Let's see. Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Pop anime figures. Figurines. Video games. I also got little miniature
posters.
Pokemon figurines. Headsets, so then I could just give them away. You know, the people need them. And, let's see, I got multiple Bibles. Then I have a signed copy of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I have multiple posters of what ones for someone that you probably have heard of multiple times, Skyla, of SMG4, and you probably know who that is. And then I collect. What else did I collect? I collected shirts. I have collectible shirts, I'm about to get the collector's edition of Final Fantasy 15, and then. Let's see. All
right. By the way, little off-topic store. That shirt you sent me, right? I made a discovery about it.
What?
The in-law actually has one of her own.
Oh,
exact same shirt.
Oh, the butterfly shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Did I even send it to you? I think I sent it to H. Who sent it to you?
I don't have a butterfly shirt.
No. Oh yeah, and now I have glasses.
You collect glasses? Okay, Harry Potter.
I have one set of glasses because I only need one because these things are super durable and they were expensive. Fuck. But they're blue light glasses. They're not real glasses.
New glasses.
I would say just get if you can get. Get blue light version of your glasses, because the blue light It'll stop you from getting migraines from sitting at the computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to be doing that because I did the little shading thing. It's not a good. I have this little clip-on thing that works 10 times better.
I have transition glasses.
You only need to do, we need to get you a smart glasses from Google.
Oh my god.
So then you
fucking
so then
Iron Man.
No, you just look like a nerd.
Get Snapchat glasses. You remember those?
Snapchat glasses. I didn't even know. I forgot they existed.
Anywho, Brent, you want to do the outro? Wait.
All right, don't everyone.
No. Wait. I forgot. All right. No. Stop.
All right, everyone. No. AJ says that you're all gay. Don't forget that. Be sure to be
very,
very gay.
It's not the outro. I have to do something. This is what I am doing. I forgot. Skyla, you have 5 seconds to promote whatever you want. You.
Oh.
You have 5 seconds to promote whatever you want, okay? You can.
Pingus.
Pingus. Did you say Pingus?
Right when you start speaking of what you're promoting, that's when I start the counter, okay?
All right.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was not prepared.
You don't need to
You don't need to be prepared. Just scream what first comes to mind.
I do art commissions.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
I do art commissions on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch.
And we'll put it in links, send them in the description.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I won't be. Our editor will be. You want to say hi, Mr. Editor?
Hi.
Yeah. I was not expecting to do any promotions.
Is that why you're nervous?
Like I said, an introvert. I had to do speech in high school, and
give us a speech.
I could.
Give us a speech. Come on.
I should have.
I'm gonna take my shoe and I'm gonna throw it at you.
Peach.
Ooh, what you gonna do there?
Maybe I might like it. You might not want to do that.
Okay, yep. Go see the outro, but cut yourself off there. Yeah.
Sing the outro.
Sing the outro.
Sing the outro. What am I gonna sing about? How am I gonna sing it?
Do it. Sing the outro.
Should I sing? Should I just take the lyrics from Cody?
No, like, just sing the outro for the podcast.
Yo, guys, it's AJ and AJ Bridge here. I suck at rhyming, so this is the end of the podcast. You know, anything, if you liked it, give it a thumbs up. If you hate it, be sure to yell tomato in the comments. All right, and then, that is everything. I hope you all have a good day. Stay safe, be careful, and as AJ says, never forget to rub leather on your arms.
That's not what I said, but okay. Good night, everyone.
Good night.